August 10th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am Lord of all nations, even nations errant in their actions who do not keep my commandments. Today, I ask each one of you to pray for those of my children who find themselves the victims of evil dictators. They suffer greatly, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In many cases, their very lives are at stake. In the world today, you have many such evil leaders, leaders more concerned for their own gain, power, and authority than for the welfare of their people. What is taking place in North Korea is a sad example of this. Many of the people are starving and destitute, while their leader enjoys wanton luxury. He is full of idle threats, all the while confounding world peace with his ever-growing arsenal. He encourages sin and defrauds righteousness. The blood of many is on his hands. In past generations, I myself have destroyed such civilizations. These days, I see that I may have to destroy the good with the evil in order to eradicate the evil. The righteous will live forever. I will welcome them home myself. The righteous cannot live under threats of annihilation in an ongoing campaign from evil dictators. As the types and strengths of weapons increase, so does the threat of certain doom grasp hearts. It is in such a way that evil dictators gain control of the world. Sadly, this must stop. A note is given to read Genesis chapter 6, 11 through 14. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. Another note is given to read Deuteronomy chapter 7, 23 through 24. But the Lord your God will give them over to you and throw them into great confusion until they are destroyed. And he will give their kings into your hand, and you shall make their name perish from under heaven. Not a man shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.